Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host, Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody. This is Dee, your host of Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. I'm the owner and healing practitioner at Now Age Wellness. For more information about that, check out www.nowagewellness.com. Yeah. It is a kind of cloudy day here on the beautiful island of St. Croix. Intermittent rain in and out. Those of you who've listened to the show before know that sometimes rains mean the power goes out here on island. If that happens, the show will just kind of cut off as there's no internet without electricity. So don't worry if that happens. I will go back and record and post a show up today no matter what happens. A couple of quick housekeeping things I want to tell you about. For one, this week I started a Oracle card reading class. This is an in-person class being held here on St. Croix, and it's super, super fun and exciting. These are an amazing tool, an incredibly practical tool. If you guys haven't met them already, I will be looking to start an online class for this as well. If you're interested in that, drop me an email and let me know. info@nowagewellness.com, and keep an eye on the website, which I started giving out yet again. If you would like first notice of when that class is ready. I do have a couple other classes, online classes, that will be introduced very, very soon here. We're looking at the month of September, going through all the processing here in August, which, in case anyone didn't know, is my favorite month. Then we are looking at Angels 101, and then some the psychic information you need to know, the most basic psychic terms, to get yourself started and to really understand the conversation that happens in the realm of all things psychic. Because when we understand, it is in fact incredibly practical and incredibly normal. So we are able to fold that aspect into your spirituality of every day. With that in mind, I want to quick about the phone number here. The phone number for a guest call-in is 619-924-9710. And I'm giving this out today because there was kind of a stronger than usual response to this topic on Facebook. And our topic today is pain. Something we all know about, something we've all experienced, something that exists on so many different levels for everybody. The reason that I decided to talk about this topic is because it's becoming an area of interest of mine to study as I work with clients one-on-one via the Akashic Records, via the energy healing of Reiki, via the angels. I do both angelic healing and angel card readings, as well as the physical modalities I practice. For those who know, I work with a body alignment technique called floor bar, which is now, I'm now working out of a local physiatrist's office. For those who don't know, that is a physical medicine doctor in the physical therapy department. And so every single day I'm encountering people showing up and saying, I'm in pain, please help me. And pain happens on a lot of different levels. When we think of it, just the word pain, the most immediate response is physical, right? And this is a rare privilege for us as spiritual beings to be able to experience physical pain. This is something that really, as human beings and animals here on Earth, here in the earth experience, do we really get to delve into this? And we all delve into it deeply at some point in time. The thing that we need to be mindful of, or that I'd like to introduce to you if you don't have this in your thought already, is that pain is actually useful. There's actually a purpose to it here. And it's easy to forget in that moment of onset and when you find yourself experiencing the actual physical sensations, is that, oh, hold on, there's a purpose here. Let's look at it. Yeah. So one of the main purposes of pain is to get your attention. Right? It's calling your attention to some area of your body, of your mind, or of your spirit that needs you to take a look at it, that you've been setting aside and either not paying attention to or deliberately ignoring. Right? And that's no longer okay. It's put you in a place where you're out of balance. And being out of balance is painful. Yeah. So the first thing that we have to realize is that pain is not something to quickly send away, nor is it bad. In fact, thank goodness we have pain, right? So it's getting our attention either to look at a certain area of our life or to put ourselves immediately in a state of protection. And we know this from acute pain. Guys, this is the thing that happens when you touch a hot stove and your instincts are to pull your hand away. Right? That sensation, that pain that you feel right there, lets you know that this is a place where you don't want to leave your hand for a while or there will be damage to you. You have that acute pain that immediately says to put yourself in a that's there to protect you and to put yourself in a different place, right? Literally, physically, in a different place, in a different time, where if you, say, step on a tack, you immediately say, ow, and lift your foot up so that you don't step further and drive it in even deeper, or so you don't keep walking on it and continually causing pain, right? What if you didn't have that? What if your body let you do the things that were hurting you over and over and over again? You would lose function. And even more than that, you would lose emotional well-being and you would lose mental well-being as a result, even if you did not feel the physical pain. So thank goodness we have this. Another really common way that pain shows up is that more general trying to get your attention of, say, someone who has chronic migraines. This becomes a point in time where you are being slowed down. Your body is physically slowing you down so that you have time to take a look and see what in your life, what in your world is out of balance. And guys, this can be anything. This can be your diet. This can be exercise or lack of exercise. This can be your relationship. This can be your job. This can be your location, your geographic location. There's no right or wrong here, and no two people feel the same pain the same way over the same thing. So this is your body's language with you. This is your body's way of talking directly to you. When you are able to feel pain, you are in a healthy, functioning body, at least on some level. Again, the moment where you are numb to the pain, where it's dulled, where you can't feel it, that's the place where we start really getting into trouble. That's the place where we don't make changes that we're being called to or asked to make. And the end result of that is a compound imbalance. It's an even greater imbalance. Until it is so much that you cannot take it anymore. And guys, when we talk about spiritual messages, because this is practical spirituality, right? So pain is one of the ways you are practically given a spiritual message about yourself, about your life, about your spirit, and about how all of these things are synthesizing together. So in terms of the spiritual message, when we don't accept it the first time, and it's something absolutely necessary for our soul's growth, for our life growth, for our continuation of the life path you choose, what the universe tends to do is to take out the proverbial spiritual 2x4 and hit you over the head. And then if you don't feel that, they get out the proverbial Mack truck and run you over so that you have no choice but to take notice. So often in our very modern world, our initial response to pain is to send it away. Some way, some shape, some form, let's get that thing out of here. You can do that with, you know, pharmaceutical medicines. We do that with distraction. We do that by watching hours and hours of Netflix. We do that by watching, hours of regular television as well. We do that by eating foods that will take the pain away, that keep us from the pain sensation, right? And those tend to be the sugary foods and the complex carbohydrates. Yeah. But we do whatever we can to stop the pain, when in fact, what I would like to encourage you guys to do is not to stop the pain, but to notice it. Imagine it like a little kid that's raising its hand in school because it has the answer, and it's reaching up to the sky and waving around, and you know, so much that you're kind of lifting up out of the seat, trying to get the attention of the teacher, saying, pick me, choose me. I have something to say that you need to hear. That's what pain is doing for us. And so often, the first step to a more permanent solution to letting yourself release pain is to stop and actually look at it, to look it square in the eyes and say, what is it this pain is trying to tell me? Right? And this is true, guys, of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual pain, because we do feel pain on all of those levels. And here's the thing, guys. The physical actually has the densest vibration. So by the time it reaches us physically, it's gone through those other layers of ourselves, which means we will have those areas popping up, trying to get our attention as well. You know, we can't ignore the physical pain the same way we've taught ourselves to ignore emotional pain or mental pain, right? If you break your foot, you stop walking on it 9 times out of 10, right? But if you absolutely get very, very angry every time you walk into your place of employment, we're not as good at stopping going. Right? When really the purpose of the pain in these situations is not any different. It's either there to get your attention for something that needs to change, or it's there to ask you to put yourself immediately in a state of protection. One thing that we want to be very, very mindful of in this, years and years of practicing Reiki one-on-one with people who often, guys, I hate to say it, but often people don't come into a Reiki practitioner until they are facing a diagnosis, until they're in tremendous amounts of dis-ease within their life. And one of the very first things you learn in Reiki is that the source of the pain is not always the same place as where you're feeling the physical symptom. I'm going to say that again because it's that important. The source or the cause of the pain is not always the same as the place where you're feeling the physical symptom. Okay. And guys, I work in body alignment as well, and I see this laid out all the time where somebody comes in and they have a pain in their shoulder. Yeah. Oh my goodness, they can't turn their head because it hurts the shoulder. They can't roll the shoulders. They can't sleep because it hurts. And when I look at the way they're standing, I notice the weight's not even on their feet. They're making one side of their body do more work than the other. Or they're leaning over into one hip like we do when we stand at the bus stop or in long lines waiting for the grocery store checkout or the concert tickets, whatever you may be doing in life. And so all of a sudden, because we're making one side do all the work, the other side gets out of balance. Yeah. And so one side of the body that's doing all the work gets really, really tight. And the other side of the body gets really, really long. And it becomes an act of bringing balance back to the situation. Right. But knowing that the cause is not always where the symptom is. I can't tell you how many of my clients are annoyed when I start working on creating length in their spine. And they say, this has nothing to do with my shoulder. Guess what, guys? It absolutely does. Because you are one system. Right? You are a mental, you are emotional, you are spiritual, and you are a physical body, all rolled up into one. So it can be that if you are experiencing pain on the emotional level, for example, grief, that you are also experiencing physical pains near your heart area. Or you may begin putting on weight in that upper body, breast, arm area. And so if you are looking for a pathway to release that weight or to release that pain in your heart, you actually have to look at the emotion. And so here's another thing that we have to bring up. For any physical pain, we also tend to have emotional pain, no matter where the root is, right? When physical pain happens for the body, we also are all of a sudden faced with emotional stuff of, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through the next 5 days? Or I dislocated my elbow and it hurts so much I can't brush my hair. And now all of a sudden I'm feeling helpless and useless. And I don't like asking for help. And I'm embarrassed to have to ask for help. You are all of a sudden facing more than just your physical pain. And so the first favor that you can do for yourself, I guess it's the second, right? Because we already were willing to look our pain in the eye, to take it one-on-one. To not run away from this beautiful message that our body is trying to give us. But now we also have the opportunity to look at all the things that are coming up. And you don't have to look too hard or too deep. There's no need to, you know, dive into the garbage, but just notice those things. And these are things that you can choose to either look at or to put them in a box and set aside so that you can then focus on releasing the pain that remains, right? The pain that's the layer underneath all of this. And as you do this, I want you guys to know it is okay to listen to your pains, be they mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical, and then say, I can't do blank today. That is 100% okay. And where we've made that wrong in our society is beyond me. Because here you have your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul giving you this message. And you're basically putting your fingers in your ears and humming a song and pretending everything's okay. But it is 100% okay to say, I can't make it into work today because I can't cook dinner tonight because I can't touch my toes today because. And I'm not saying to allow that to become an excuse for you to check out of the world. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other ball game. But for when you are really, truly experiencing pain, one of the things it is trying to get you to do is to slow down and listen. And whatever that means for you is 100% okay. So give yourself permission to do that. One of the most frequent comments that I got when I said, today I want to talk about pain, is that mindful meditation, the idea of mindful meditation, brings tremendous relief. And I 100% agree with this, guys. And there, I'm going to offer a couple different ways, a couple different things that you can try for yourself. And as you know, practical spirituality, these are going to be practical. They're going to fit into your everyday life. Which one is right for you is up to you to decide. Because again, no two people are going to feel the same pain the same way. And so the pathway for those two people out of the same pain is completely different. So, one way that you can begin a mindful meditation is to take 5 minutes. That's right, 5. I'm not asking for an hour. I'm not asking for a half hour. I'm not even asking for 20 minutes. I'm asking for 5 minutes where you sit down and breathe. Conscious breaths. Right? And that's easy. And even. So fully breathing into your belly for say 1, 2, 3, 4, and then releasing that breath for 1, 2, 3, 4. And just following your breath and listening to your breath for that 5 minutes. Right, so now all of a sudden you're giving your body the attention it's asking for. Just by sitting there and listening to the breath. Another exercise that I really like, and sometimes this is easier if you have someone to help guide you through it, but is to put your hand over the area of pain if it's a physical pain, right? So, for example, I have an old pain from being in a car accident where the seatbelt stopped me from moving forward. And I just place my hand under that pain. And using your mind's eye, your center of visualization, right? And guys, if the idea of a mind's eye freaks you out a little bit, that's okay. Use your imagination. Right? But that place where you have your dreams, where you can look around the room and then close your eyes and still see everything that's there. That's where your mind's eye takes its role. And so using that, bring your breath and awareness into the space directly underneath your hand. Okay? And guys, if you're in a lot of pain, you may feel an, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if I want to look. I'm not sure if I want to feel the truth. I'm not sure if I want to see the truth. And this is where you'll feel a little tightening and a little increase in pain. And this is where you have to take a deep breath and send all of your breath to that space underneath your hand, knowing that you are just sitting. That you're safe. And so as you bring your awareness to that space underneath your hand, ask yourself what you see. This can be anything from a color, a shape, an animal, a person, an action. And without judgment, without trying to change it, without calling it right or wrong, tell yourself or the person you're working with what it is you see. And as you focus on it, if it changes shape or color or form, tell yourself what you see. Yeah, by which you can say it out loud. So right now I'm seeing a tree. And as you focus in on that tree, you just look into it, into the core of it. Now all of a sudden I see the color white. Right? And guys, there's no right or wrong here. You can't get this wrong. So don't judge it. Just go with the first thing that pops in your mind. And go with it with a sense of adventure and playfulness, right? So there's no winning or losing. There's no right or wrong. And just keep asking yourself through the process what it is you see. And just take notice of what's coming up and what's passing by. This is a really nice way to start looking into the pain itself. Yeah. And as I do this exercise with my clients and even with myself, I find that the pain lightens, that it shifts or changes in some way, where before it may have been sharp and stabbing, and now it's a little more throbbing, right? And that shift is good. That shift is a healing reaction. Right? That shift lets us know that we have the possibility of moving this pain instead of letting it stay in one place, instead of letting it keep you stuck and still. You can let it move and find flow. And what happens in movement, guys? What happens in the natural function of your body? There's an elimination cycle. There's a cycle of flow. So yes, you may call more in, but you're also going to be able to let some of it, if not all of it, go. And don't worry if it doesn't all go. Don't write that off as you being unsuccessful. It's just where you are today. For you to notice how your body, how your mind, how your spirit is speaking to you today. Right? And so as that pain comes, and as that pain goes, we just notice and we look into it and hear the messages. What is this pain trying to keep me from within myself? Or what is this pain asking me to look at within myself? Because you have the answer. No doctor can tell you how your pain will be solved. They use their knowledge. Their very educated knowledge to help you through it, to guide you through it. But reality is, guys, you have the answer. I can tell you this with absolute certainty, that when it comes to pain, the only way out is through. There's no way out through avoidance. There's no way to get the message by plugging your ears and singing the song. But there is a pathway through if you call in your support. And that can be with therapists, a physical therapist. It can be with a Reiki therapist. It can be with a doctor. Or it can be you calling in your angels and asking them to lift away the pain that you do not need on this day. So as usual, time flies as we're having fun, and I feel like we're just beginning to scratch the surface of this topic. Rejoice in letting yourself realize that pain is a gift, and it's your body's way of speaking to you. As a reminder, check out www.nowagewellness.com. Tomorrow is Midweek Wisdom. Join us on Facebook, Now Age Wellness, there as well. And I look forward to the guidance that we offer there and to talking to you guys about this further. And for those of you who are feeling like you really need help, visit the website and drop me an email and we can come up with a plan that is your guide through that pain. So take a big deep breath. I'm going to talk to you guys next week. You've been listening to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.